Continue our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are in the middle of Shan Hanikudim Perek Beis. So in the old edition is Daf Vav Amud Beis. And in the Matuk Midrash it's Daf Kuv Tezayim. But before we start in the text, it actually starts Vehine Etze Nikudos Hem. Before we actually start the text, we're going to do a little bit of a Chazoa. And if anybody has any questions, Bavakasha. Now, what have we seen so far? We saw that in Ak, we saw there's an Av Sag Moben, right? That's his Neshama. And that, because of that, all is going to come out, is going to create all the worlds. Now, in order to create a world, you need to make Kelim. You need to make space, you need Tzimtzumim. Why is that? Because this is Memayit the all. Because for the Tachtoni to Mekabel any all, you need the Miut of all. Not, as we'll see later on, Taki the Kelim broke because it was just too strong. So all these processes that we see, Tzimtzum and all these things, and Kelim, our filters, this Memayetz all. So we saw that the Tani of Ak was Mitzamtzim itself. Right? The Tiferet split into three parts. Perek Elyon, Perek Emtzoyim, Perek Tachton. So the Perek Tachton of Ak, and the Netzach Hod Yusod of Ak, all the oil that was there, not the kelim, the oil was there, moved up into the Tiferet of Ak. Okay? That was the Tzimtzum. What happened after that? Because of the overwhelming amount of oil that was there now, that created two things. The oil to come out from the Inayim, also the oil to come back down. Because we know there was a palsa that was put there. And it was bokeh through the palsa. There's a third thing that happens as well, is that the oil, before it did all that, it went all the way up into Ak, it traveled all the way up into the, and made a zivug between the Ab and Sag. The aliyas of this oil went not only just into Tiferet, it traveled all the way up, and because of the overwhelming momentum of the oil, that created a zivug between the Ab of the Sag, sorry, the Ab of the Ab, and the Ab of the Sag. That created a zivug, which every time you have a zivug, you have new awe which is produced, or new bechinas. Tell me in the machloikis whether you say Ma Ben was there before, or Ma Ben wasn't there before. So if Ma Ben wasn't there before, then you created Ma Ben. And if Ma and Ben were there, according to those Mefarshim, then you just created more, an additional Bechinas to Ma Uben. That's why it's called Ma Chodesh, Uben Chodesh. So these two new oils, we're going to call them Chodesh, because that's what the Arizal are called, was created because of this Zivug, and then either came out from the Inayim, or they came back down, and they broke through the Palsa, and they went down.
That's all there, three oils or two?
Three. Well, three things happened.
But
my son,
there's only two
oars
now.
Two oars. One that came down into the Pnimis of Ag, and one came out of the Anai.
So what have we fadined? What have we fadined by making a new zivug? My son, make more oar, they'll make it higher. The whole thing, you're trying to make Tzimtzum. Here you're making more oar.
Right. Okay, that's a fair question. So according to those Mufashim, they learn, it's not more or it's just a different bechina that we can understand. Well, what are you going to do with this new or? And this or is going to be called the Ma Chodesh, the Ben Chodesh, and this is going to create the Tikkun. This is the Melech Hashmini who's going to come out and he's going to do a Tikkun. So he needs a bechinas that he didn't have beforehand in order to create this. And even if there's a new or Chodesh, right? This for the Tikkun. The Tikkun Shemo. Right. So far, so good. Yeah. Now we're going to see as well, is that the oil, or we did see already, that the oil comes out from the Inayim. Okay. I'm going to give you the names now. Now, what oil came out of the Inayim? We had what's called the Ben. The Ben. Now, the Ben split into the Pnimius of Ben and the Chitzonius of the Ben. The Chitonis of the Ben came out from the Inayim, the Ak. And so did the Ben and the Ma and the Sag of the Sagd. Right? Or let's call it the other way. The sag mau ben the sag. Also came out. So nearly all the sag came out except for the abda sag. That already came out from the achav. Now the rest of that sag is going to come out from the inayim, including the chitzonis of the ben. Those two, let's call it sag and ben come down.
What do you mean by pnimis of ben?
Pnimis of ben. It's called the pnimis, but the I take that back. So it's a chitzonis of the ben. It goes out. The pnimis of the ben, the more interior parts of the ben will stay inside and go back down. And what else goes down? The ma. Both the chitzon and the pnimis of the ma. Go down. Okay? So the chitzonis of the ben and all of the sag, the remaining parts of the sag, go out. Ab, we don't speak about, it's too high. And the ma goes back down, so the pnimis and the chitzon, and also the pnimis of the ben goes down. Now, it's going to go out through the inayim, and through there's going to be a bekia of the or, which is pnimis of ak, is going to come out through the goof and join it up. Join up together.
Another zip.
What?
Another one. Like another zip.
I haven't seen it put in that way, but you can maybe, yeah. Right. Sound her skin, maybe. So.
They're trying to put it together for you.
Yeah. How these nuclear guys. I haven't explained anything to you. I'm just telling you just the words in Rupin, and then we're going to get into the lomdas. So it comes out. Now it's interesting. Stam, the Leshen gives names to these things as well. He says that the we're talking about the Melochim, the Melochim the end of Parshas Vayishlach. So these are the Melochim Shenishbo. He calls them the Melochim of the Igulim. Remember the beginning of the first Shah, the Shah Igulim Yosha, and the Melochim that come out from the Guf are the Melochim Yosha. So he's, I think, the only one So they're going to join up and they're going to work together to create the Kalim and world of Atzilus. So just to remember what they're doing, they're coming, they're not something joining together. Right. Okay. So what else is there to talk about? So both alls came out and they joined up and they made a new all. Now, let's talk about a little bit of the lomdus here. What exactly is going on here? What's the tafkid of all this and how does it work? So first of all, the Arizal tells us that the Tzimtzum, he said there's a line earlier on in the Rav, he says, Gam Tavin, Ki Kol Bechinas Hotzos O Chadoshim, anything you want and you make new, anything you want to make Chadish, I call them Lehem Inin Tzimtzum. You need a Tzimtzum. What Tzimtzum has to do with the Dovah Chadish? Any ideas? No, was it Tata? So the words like this, that Tzimtzum, you have to know, and the Lashon says it's clear that Tzimtzum means Aliyas Man. Now, if you don't know what Aliyas Man, I'll tell you. Aliyas Man is this all which is going up. Alright, the Rav said it's a Tzimtzum. He's mitzamtzem himself, all the tani of Ak is mitzamtzem himself, goes above the tibo. That in essence is an aliyas man. And this is mostly pronounced in the kavonas. We're always making aliyas man in order to get shefa. You always have to make a bakosha, you davening, all the davening, and by the way, sleeping as well. When you're sleeping and the neshama goes up, that's an aliyas man. When you come back, it's panim chadoshes. Anytime you want something new, you always have to have it. Tzimtzum, you have to vacate your keli. You have to vacate that and vacate the keli in order for it to go up, and that's golem a zivul. That's golem a zivul. Now, why should that be? Why should it be golem a zivul? And why should you vacate the keli? What's have to do one or the other? Let's try to put all these ideas together. So, the Pashup Shah is like this: is that what the whole tavkid of liyas man, or call it tzimtzum, vacating, is order to get something new. Oros chadoshos, that's the lotion here. Ki kol b'chin is oros chadoshos, oros chadoshim, who kod elehem inyan tzimtzum. You need a tzimtzum. So it goes like this. If you want to get something new, you have to make place for it, no? If there's no mokum there, it's impossible. You can get something new, but you won't have where to put it. So that's the vault of tzimtzum. You have to mitzamtzim yourself, mitzamtzim zao, whatever the inyan is, make a mokum reik, and therefore then the aliyas man will, it's hobahol, right? The tzimtzum will be the aliyas man, and that's going to be goim a zivug, and then the shefu will have where to go. Right?
It's to create a keli, are you saying?
Tzimtzum is to create the kelim, but what do you need a kelim for? So I'm saying that it's all tied up in the fact that you're getting shefa in order to, you have, you need a kelim which is empty in order to receive the shefa. Now, how does it work that it's gorem as a zivug? It's gorem as a zivug. What's happening here? You do it tzimtzum, that's a leis man, the gorem as a zivug. But how's it work? What's the mechanics there? So the vote is that it's any bakosha, anytime you ask for something, you get a reply, right? So you have to have some connection with the mekoymus el yonim. And the way it's done is then either tefillah or mitzvah, ma'asim tovim, you send up like a koil of bakasha, and that bakosha goes up, and these are these bechinas that go up, and that's misorer the rachemim milemala, and that makes them to mizavik. Now why, what does zivuk have to do with them? There could be some a response milimala. What does it have to do with zivu? Because any bekosha lemala, it folded a tikkun. You need a tikkun to come down. If you ask him something, it means you're missing something, right? It means you're chosa tikkun. You're not shalom. So you make a bekosha in order to get the shalom of what you're missing. In order to get a hashlam of you missing, the rule is you always have to get both ma'uben. Ma'uben, meaning you always need a shtikel tzad ducha and a little tzad nukva as well. We'll see later on, the Ariza says it's mefurish, in order to misaken all of Atzilus. Atzilus broke, it was shattered, created the bria, see all the spheres, it was tov avohu. Brings the pasuk, Bereishit tov avohu. In order to misaken Zokta, you need Ma Uben to come into misaken it. You need both Bechinas of Ducha and Nukva, the shikul between them, because he is Kula Rachamim, Tad Ducha is Kula Rachamim. She is Kula Dinim. You need a shikul of both, Poshut, right? Shikul Rachamim, that makes it. Therefore, when you're making a Zivuk, Elias Man goes all the way up there, and you need your Chosse Tikkun. In order to get the tikkun is only derech Abba v'Ima. It's only derech Ducha v'Nukva, right? Therefore, they need a zivug. You need Ensoh, you need the das. You need a little bit of him, a little bit of her. That's why they come to Mizavik and give you exactly what you need. Right?
So how does it play? How does it work? By making bakosha?
That's Mizore Rachamim. Right, that's more. You're making every time you talk to somebody, you're just automatically the person responds. You over in a person a response that triggers off a response, a connection. You're connecting on high, and that obviously then makes them that they have to respond in the correct way. And the way they respond is in the correct way is to make a zivug. And give you exactly what you need.
So the better the bakosha, the more pure the bakosha is, whatever, the better the zivug would be, or something like that.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that, but that's the process, anyways, right? Because again, you need something which is mitsukan, and the only way to get it as a mitsukan is a little bit of abba, a little bit of ima. That's what they have the mizavig, and then they give you a mamash, something a mizug, which exactly needs. Fits your knees, and that's game two. That's the inin of Aliyas Man, that's the inin of Tzimtzum, that's the inin of Zivuk, and that's the whole process. And that's basically all Kabbalah in a nutshell. That's all we do, all the Torah mitzvahs and Maisim Torah, everything that we do, Limud the Torah, every mitzvah that we do is all Aliyas Man and Yiridus Mad. It's called Yiridus Mad. Okay, that's the inin. So is that clear, all the process here? So that's exactly what happened in Ak. Ak vacated his keli, went up, then that created the zivug. Now you can understand why it created the zivug. Then the tikkun had to be ma'u ben, has to be from the ma, just means the right hand side, ben means the left hand side. The ma'u ben came together, or abba v'ima came together, and there gave a shefa which had the right mizug of tikkun in it. It went back down, the o and nine came out, and then the tikkun o broke through the body of Ak and joined up with the or nine that came out from the eyes, and that created the tikkun over there. Right, can we move on? Yeah. Yes? Now, the other thing that we saw is that as the old Anayim was coming out, right, which is the Chitzonis of Ben, and the Sag Mahu Ben, the Sag, was coming out from the Anayim Deak, it came in front of the Achav all. Right, it was Achav, all the all that came out, there was nine came out that Ashbolot HaZokin. The Choytim came to where? To the Chazir. The pair came all the way down to the Tibor. So as it was coming out, it turned around, looked into the Achav, Istaklus, had Istaklus, and says the Rav, there was a She'iva. And drew from there Koichus, which created the Kalim, and then they went back, they went Vaita down Mitibur Lemata. Mitibur Lemata. That's where all the worlds are going to be built. Mitibur Lemata, on the outside of Ak, Ulimata. Now what's the Inyan over there? What is this She'iva, Istaklus? What's the Inyan? So the Lashem explains is that it's more of a Yenika, She'iva Yenika. The all which is coming out again is only Nikudos, tiny Nikudos. They're premature spheres. And we're going to have to build them up slowly but surely into big, huge Patsufim. Ketz is going to become Atik of 10 spheres. Chochmah is going to become Abba with 10 spheres, Imas, Bina with 10 spheres. So right now they're tiny Nikudas. They need to form their Kalim. We're nurturing them. And the way they're being nurtured is that by the fact they're coming out, they're soaking up, being Yoinik. Like as a child is Yoinik from the Ima. Yoinik, various Bechinas of the Acha'o, in order to formulate their Kalim. What's formulate the Kalim? That's going to give them Koach to formulate the Kalim. Frek the Leshem doesn't make sense. Because how usually we know that a high Bechina always gives a higher type of awe. Or Makif or Panimi or something like that. What's Pshat? The high Bechina is giving the lowest type of awe, which is Kalim, to a lower Bechina. Right? The Nikud is a lower Bechina than the Achav has come from Ab. Or Sagdab, right? And this is coming from a much, it's called coming from the Sag the Sag. The much lower O. So here's the Ab the Sag and here's the Sag the Sag. What would you expect the Sag the Sag giving over to the Ab the Sag giving over to the Sag the Sag? A very high type of O. An O which would create maybe their Neshama, but not their Kalim. Doesn't make sense that such a high O should be created in their Kalim. So he says if the Meduik stuck in the Loshan, he says over here is Letzorach HaKelim. Letzorach HaKelim. The Hain like this. It's a beautiful pshat. He says that when the Orenayim came out, they're Kuladinim. The Ben. Ben Be'etzim. The Chitzonis of Ben, which is the lowest of all the Av Sag Mahu Ben. It's the lowest. It's the most Din part of the all. And through that, came out Taker. Nikudus with Taka were not formed. They were not formed whatsoever. They came out Nikudus, but they were completely fragmented. Kuludinim. And the Tafkid, of the all, of the She'iva, from the all, right, the coming out, and the Mingshoe from the Achav, was that Achav was going to come and to misaken that all, and to formulate the Kalim. Is anybody with me? No. I gotta repeat. The Ben came out. The Chitzonis of the Ben. Now, Chitzonis of the Ben are stark, stark dinim. Right? Because you have Ab, Sag, Ma, Uben. The Ben came out. Now, in the Ben, you have Ol and you have Kalim. Now, the Kalim Shabo weren't formulated yet. He calls them fragmented Kalim. Kulodinim, fragmented. They didn't solidify yet into becoming Kalim. So what they need to do, they need to be shower from a higher source in order to sort of give the makir patish of their Kalim. And that would formulate the Kalim. Right? Nachum, the question was, how can a high orb Achav make the Kalim or give them Kalim to a lower orb? A higher Bechina always gives the Neshama to the lower. It doesn't give the lowest Bechina. Teretz is, it never gave the Kalim. It just did a hamtoka on the Ohr Din. And that hamtoka Ohr Din formulated, I'll give the Makor Patish to make the Kedem. Alright, so that's the inin of the Yetzir of the Ohr Nayim, which again, which is the Chitzonis of the Ben, and the Sagma of Ben, the Sag. They came out and they were Shoev. That means there was a Yenika which made the Gemar Keli of this Ohr Ben which came out. And then when you see them, they're going to float down, all the way down into the, past the Tivo, where they're going to be situated. That's the world of Atzilus over there.
What's it doing? It's mashpia on it. It's mistakel on the other oy.
No, it's the opposite way around. That the Ohr Enayim is mistakel on the Ohr Achav,
and it's shoev,
and it's shoev and yonik in order to make the bechinas of the kelim. Now, the bechinas of the kelim also.
How's it got the kerech even without this? The kelim may be answered, but the meisa, how's it got kerech to be shoev? It's too strong. It's too strong oy for it.
No, what's coming out is less Ohr. The bend's coming out, it's being shorter, yes, from the sag.
Right, so it is.
Every child is not as strong as a mother, but after Pekene has a core yonika, right? So it's yonik from the higher Ohr. Now, what else will help to formulate the kelim of this chitonis of ben is going to be this Ohr that we say is bokeh. The pnimius of the ben, which is coming out from the gufa'ak, also is going to help create, that's the whole tafkid of this all coming bokeh from the Gufa Ak to formulate the kelim of this Nikud that's coming out. Right? So the she'iva of the Achav and also the Bikir of the Ben and Pinimi, which is coming out, is going to formulate these Esen Nikudos. Now, these Esen Nikudos are split into two main categories. The Gar Mevak, Keter Chochma Bina, and then the Zayin Tachtoni. Now, the way it goes is that the Kachab is Shoev from Shvulet Ozakim. When they come out from the Enayim Me'ak, the Kachab, the three, are going to be Shoev from over here. They're going to be looking, turning around, Mistakil, and being Shoev only from the Shvulet Ozakim. What do we find in the Shvulet Ozakim? Remember? We have the Oz Naim again to Shvulet Ozakim, the Choytim to the Chazer, the Pen to the Tibur. So the Shvulet HaZakin is the Mokum where it's the joining of all three Betzim. Right? Because you have the Oizen, you also have the Choytim, and also the Peh also goes past that Mokum. So Betzim, they all really join here. Except the Oizen, the Choytim go a bit further, and the Peh go a bit further. But if you show up from the Zakin, you're pretty safe. You're going to catch all the Oilers. The Choytim, from the Oizen, Choytim, the Peh. So they had the Zechiah to be Zoyche, to be also drawing Shefa from those nine, which is the highest of the all, right? Right? What is it again? It's the Ab, the Ab, the Sag. It was the Sag, the Ab, the Ab. It's the Ab, the Sag, and this is the highest Bechina of the Ab, the Sag. Now, that is only by the Kachab. Mashenk and the Zayin Tachtoinim, they weren't Zoyche to that. They only Shoev from a lower from Mishbot Zokim, friends, right? Therefore, they only got all of the Choytim and the Pit, right? Manafkamina, the Shvira. The whole reason why the Shvira happened, we'll see in a minute, is that why the Zayin Tachtonim broke, because they didn't have enough of Shviva. They weren't Zoyche to be Shoev from the Oznai, right? And finally, there is enough Kamina between even in the Kachab. We'll see Be'etzim that the Keser was yoinik a bit higher than the Chochma Bina, and therefore we'll see the Keser less of it broke, a little bit of it broke, the Nai the Achoraim, and Ab of Imo, which is Chochma Bina, just the Achoraim broke. The Keser will see different daggers.
Why did they break at all? Why did the Kachab break at all?
Because they weren't sure of actually from the Mokum. Right, if they were sure of Mamish from those Naim, that's Gewaltig, that we got all the Bechinas there. But yeah, since they were sure a bit further on, you see, it was further away from the call, yeah, therefore they didn't get the full thrust of those Naim. So the Ashtikla, the Nai of the Chaim of Kesef broke. The Chochma Bina, which were a bit lower, they were sure of a bit less, and therefore their whole entire Achoraim broke.
The whole reason why they, we didn't take it from this nine because it's too much oil. Especially made it go round
on the outside.
On the outside, yeah.
No, we didn't say that's not the reason why they didn't take from the oil. The reason why was that it was to remind the oil for the tachtonim. For the tachtonim to
a complete shvira, mamishing on
what?
Was it a complete shvira?
Yeah, it was a complete shvira.
When you say tachtonim, which tachtonim are you referring to?
No. The oilums after the bri, it's you see all these tachtonim. Yeah, still very high up.
Right. And the chor is also for tzarech for here as well, because there's a reason why the nehi of the acharaim of keser is broken. There's a reason for it.
Because they weren't sure from a higher mokum.
Yeah, the other way around. Hashem wanted it to be like that, so he made sure the shor from the lower mokum in order.
Okay, so
I'm just saying that it's got more than one purpose, not just for tachton, even for keser and the kachab itself. There's a reason why the oak came on the outside.
Yeah.
Looking backwards, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Betol's Chazorah and Shtikla Hagdama. Is there any questions?
What were you referring to about the bend before?
We said at the beginning of the shiur that the bend split. There's a chitzonius of the bend and the panimius of the bend.
You talk about ben?
In Ag, there's Ab Sagmo Ben.
Right.
There's a tzimtzum that all the oil which is in the Mitibo Lemata went up. Went up. Right, what was there? We know there was the sag ma uben, the sag, and the entirety of ben and the entirety of ma was there.
Which part of sag was there?
The sag ma uben, the sag. Only the ab the sag. I'll show you if you want. I have a picture over here.
This
is the ab the sag, which was above the tibo.
It's the achaf or.
The achav o came out from over here, that's right. And everything else, that's the ben and the ma and the sag ma uben, av sag, all were here. And even the lower parts of abu here, they all went up. So what came out of the Anayim, I was just telling them, it was
the... Did you just say the lower parts of abu there as well?
Yeah, the ma uben, the ab, which are
there. Because they go all the way through from the top.
Yeah. You know, the Rav doesn't say that, but actually it goes all the way down. And we said, all the way up, some went out of the Anayim, some went back down, actually some we'll see comes out of the forehead, and some of it came out of the goof of the ak. So what we're saying is that the Anayim was made out of the chitzonius of the ben. And also the sag ma uben of sag also came out.
That's the lowest part.
That's right. So the panemius of ben went back in and then came out from the goof in order to misaken the...
So that's traveled the most then. It's gone all the way down to the bottom, then all the way back up to the inayim, then it came out the inayim?
Yeah, well, everything went up. Well, the panemius went up and then came back down, then it went out. The chitzen actually did less travel, went out and this way. This one went up, down, and down. Right, okay, so.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah?
Understand the Mahalo? Yeah, when it was in the Sapo, from the lower beginners of Sag. Yeah, the sag,
then say what again? The stakel?
The stakel from the low beginners of sag, and it was mistakel that the I can't remember the cheshbon again.
The all which is the chitzonis of ben came out, and also the sag mau ben, the sag came out, and there was shoev
from the
achav, all is in chotem pe. And that created the kelim. And we asked, how could we create the kelim? A high bechina, which is called the abdesag, that's the achav, cannot give kelim; it gives neshamas. Teretz is the Jew is only there as a hamtoka to the old dinim, because ben is the lower you go, it's more dinim. So therefore, the hamtoka on the oros that came out, and that was enabled them to formulate their own kelim. Because if there's too much dinim create kelim. But if there's too much dinim, too much fire, it just burns itself out. So what you need, you put a little bit of hamtoka there, and helps the fire burn. And that in kelim wise, that created the kelim. That formula helped to formulate the kelim in order that they shouldn't destroy themselves.
And then why can't you say that though? Because it's only yoni that which it needs. It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm saying that's only in a. It would be too high, or you can't. It just doesn't. It's not yoni.
Like I said, a child is no comparison to parents, but a child is able to be yoni what it needs. Exact same thing over here.
Yes, why does it come to this law of the Hamtaka Pashut? But it only took. Kalim only take what they.
That means Hamtaka. That's when you need something, you take exactly what's going to make the correct mizur.
That's to help. So the kelim are not actually made from the earth of the achaf with the earth and nine together.
No. The medax is litzorach kelim.
So where are the kelim made from then? Is that just from the other two earths we spoke about?
Yeah.
The earth of the nine and the one from the parser.
Yeah, but again, it's working through the inner of tzimtzum.
Right.
The more it's tzimtzum, and you see the mahalach goes up and down. You know, the more it travels, the more it gets mitzgashim. The further it gets from the makor, it's got more and more gashim that creates the kelim.
Right.
Mm.
So what would have happened without the earth of the achaf? Would you have got kelim, but shivurim legamri?
Yeah, they wouldn't have been. There would be no kiyum to such a thing.
So you say, is this earth from the achaf? It's sort of like you say, it's being mantic to let them exist.
So yeah,
is that another way of saying it's giving chiyus to the kelim?
It's giving chiyus to the kelim.
Is that something else?
That lashon of chiyus to the kelim actually does come up. That lashon of chiyus to the kelim come up, and we will see it soon. We will see it soon.
Has it got anything to do with the rapach and the tzotzis?
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what we're digging on about. Yeah.
What was the first lashon you quoted before every oyer?
That's early on in the perek, in the beginning of perek base. Gam Tavin, it's in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Mom is at the beginning, command. Kol Bechinas Oyros Hotzos Or Chadoshim Hayakodom Lehem Inim Tzimtzum. And we said Tzimtzum is Aliyas Man, which is going which goes the Haloda with the Zivug and so on and so forth. That's the law. Yeah, so let's go back there. We left off Vihine on Daf Vavum base. Vihine Esen Nukudos Hem. There are 10 Nukudos. Veshloshen Nukudos Rishonish Behem. Em Lokim O Memash Nimshar Mistaklus and Ayin. Mistaklus and Ayin. Beoizen Choit and Mepe. We'll see that the first three, like I said, we're splitting the Gal from the Vak, they look. There's Istaklus on their part, they look. At the oizen chotim mepe, memokom ad, memokom mam, ad mokom, hitchabrusom, bishvodot azaken. The einon mekablim oizen rag, bishvodot azaken. We have to remember that the oizen mekablim until from the shvodot azaken, which is the chin. Ki misham matrilim hem. That's where they start. Well, they start from actually from the nine, but this is where they get the koach from. Nothing from above. That would be too great for them. That's what you were saying before, right? They can't be soaking, be sure if anything above the shvul, that would be much too powerful. Only mishbutal zokin. Now, aval asheva nikudis achroino is enelokro is rak memashe nimshach meistaklus beoros chotem pe. They only got from the two different oil, chotem pe. Yeah, that's what I explained to you outside. Right. Penimsa. Kifize. He sholosh nukudus rishonus lokoto ora litzoka king shalahem. The top three, which is ketachochma bina, they are shoeh from the achav. Litzoka hakeling shalahem. That's very important. Diuk over there. Again, it's not actually making the kelim. It's only litzorech ha atafkid tachlis of or the tafkid of the kelim, it's formulating the kelim, but it's not actually creating the kelim. Mina shlosha oros shehem acham b'shvorot hazaken, because when the kachav are coming out, they show it from the chotim peh and the oznei chotim peh in order to make the kelim. Ava l'shevet tachdo is enu lo kol rak mina shnei oros levat shem chotim peh b'shvorot hazaken v'mata. Often he repeats himself. Therefore comes out that the Keter Chokhmah Bina, which are coming out, are going to have a head start, or going to be a better, a stronger kelim than the Zayin Tachtonin, because the Zayin Tachtonin only received from the Chotim and the Peh. Ma she'en ken Keter Chokhmah receive also from the Zayin. ונסיב הזוי שלושת המלוכים הראשונים שלא מייסו לפי שיש להם הרוע הגדול והכלים מעולים מאוד לפי שנעשו מבחינת אויזן העליונה, because they receive from the אויזן, ובחינת חויתם ופה, and כל שכן חויתם ופה, כי הסתכלו זניים באוזן אוזן נעשו הכלים שלהם, נעשו זה שתקלה שביל הצור הכלים כניסקה, כי לא קרו כליהם ממוקם שעדיין עוד אוזן להם, שהם בחינס נשמה נמשך שם, שהוא עד שבולת הזקן, because the Keter Chokhmah Bina got their kelim, לצורך הכלים, from those high בחינס, even from those nayim. אומר משה במלוכים תחתים מייסו, why? לפי שכלים נעשו מסתכלוס העין בחוית מפה לבד. The Zayin Tachtonin, which we call the Zad, were not zoiche to get from the oizen. That's why they broke. Vayechodzim mehem or oizen elyonim hatam shekva nishlam or oizen shehu v'shvulat hazakim v'hem lo kru lemalte v'lechein nishbol. Since they only receive again mikan v'lehabol from v'shvulat hazakim downwards, where the oznaim already finished their dashbol. That's why they only receive the mechotim peh. Behine, gam shlosha rishonos be'atzvam yesh lahem chiluk ben zu lezu. V'hu, even within the three, like explained to you in the Gdama, there is a difference between the Keter and the Chokhmah Bina. Ki hakeh ki mekeser lo yorod mimenu afilo achoraim. Ve'achoraim lekeser were mekuyim. Ela, achoraim shel hanayi belvad. There was an effect. What happened was that the nayi, just a little bit of the achoraim of keser broke. Ava v'ima shel hanekudos yoldu achoraim shelahem bilvad v'nisharu aponim b'mkoyma. Remember, we know there's a ponim and ach to every sphira, so their ganze achoraim fell, but the ponim were mekuyim.
Mashenken, they're doing it from a higher place in the.
That's right. They got from a shtikla more from the oznaim than did. Then the Zayin Tachtonin, they didn't receive anything. Even the panim of the Zayin Tachtonin broke. Va'atamadava ki elu orot shemamshichim shenimshochim ashvolot hazokim nichlok lishlosha. Because we know that it's split into three. Ki hakeser lokeach mibchinas oizen atzmo. Keser came out and was shoe from the oh, even of the oh, ozen. The fact that it was a shoev the ria, Blashin explained that also there was a it's arvus, there was a iruv of all together with them. V'hine mimenu nase keli el keser the nekudim, that formed the keli, the keli of keser of nekudim. Or because she can nichlolim bo shnei oz acherim. ואבא לוקח מאור חויתם ואימא מאור הפה. Not mamish nduik, because the mafashim say clearly that this is all klapi keser. Keser, we got keser, we see such a high or of oize. It's as if Abba ve'ima didn't receive anything, but they actually did. Mafashim say, gam lokach me'or oizen. I'm sure it was Ima also got gam lokach me'or oizen, orot me'or. I know that the Keter took a ri'ir dikam she'iva from the oizen, but Abba v'ima, they receive what's called the ha'ora. That's why he's not mentioning that the fact that he took a ri'iyah, but about they took some ha'ovah. If not, they would have broken. There would have been no difference between the zayin tachtonim and them as well. V'hinei, kesa shalokach min ha'oizem ha'ovah g'doyla, g'doy, ha'ovah g'doyla, lo nishbo ha'keli shalom. Again, just repeating himself. Aber abav ima she'ein lokim rak b'choit m'peh nishbo ha'ovahim shalai kelim shalem. Again, the Mepharshim says about that he took from the oizem as well. But it took it from a further place, a further area. It wasn't a ha'ora gedoyla as Kesed.
Are we saying it took the oil of the oizen level with the choytem and peh? Further down from the oil?
Well, we know that they received all mitachad the shpulat zokin. And we know that the oizen only went up to the shpulat zokin. But that's dafka the oil shabon. But there's another chelik called the ha'ora. It's like the sun, and then you have the rays of the sun. So the rays were mispashed later on, which they were able to be short from that. So they didn't get a ha'ora gedoyla, they get a ha'ora. They didn't even get that.
They didn't even get that.
They didn't get nothing whatsoever from the Uznaim.
So what's the chiddush between Chokhmah and Bina then?
There is a shukah because they're not Shavu v'Shavu. So one got a bit more. Just go from a further mokum, richuk mokum.
Where is that?
We'll see.
Is lost from that because Abba got from Urachaitim and Imma got Urachaitim.
Yeah, I'm saying it's
I agree that they have to say got from Oizen as well, but it's Mashma that's the silliest for me.
Yeah, for the straight reading, that's mm-hmm. what you would see. Yeah, but that you can't learn like that because he said klot early on. Shenimsa because the difference between the shloisha, in the kudush is lo klot or lo tzorah kevim shleihem min a shloisha oret shehem achav. Just the line before. And we see from oiz and chot and pe mishvul tzorak and dafka. Aber hashem tachdon ein lo kum rak mishnei oiz. The Zion only took two. They took all three. He sees this over here. See the difference between the all and the ha'ora. Pihine. Im hayu abba ve'ima bekablim ha'or ze shelo choyt mepe biyoto lemala kor vel mokum nikve oize. That if they were mekabel the or haze shelo choyt mepe, and you have to add in also oizen as well because it's going kor vel mokum nikve oize. So of course, it would mekabel from the oizen. Afa pisha lo hayu mekablim ora the oizen atmo rak tzas ha'ora. Right, different from the or and ha'ora. Hayu mitkayim mimachuraim shel keleim. Louis suetake they would take be yoinik from even the ha'ora of the oizen a high bechina that what they got. Then even the achuraim would not get. Aval kevan she'en mekabel rak misiyum ha'oizen shumokom shpolot zoken. Lachain afa pishlokri ktsat ha'ora. This is mefurshi, right? Even though he took ktsat ha'ora from the oizen, einu mo'il lahem, lachain nishburu achoraim shel kelehem. If already they're receiving from the oznaim, of course they're going to be receiving from the chon pe.
Why does it say einu mo'il lahem?
Didn't help for the achoraim. It helped for the panim though. Aber kes given shloko oizen mamish. Afa pi shalokom isyumo, even though Taki got from the end of it was shpulot zaken, kivan shalokeach beatzmuso daim beze velunu shvarfilo achuraim shel keli shelo ma sheinken beabba v'ima sheino lokim rak ha'ora be'alma v'gam hu berichok mokom. V'arin zbar shlosh v'chinas hem ki ha'kes niskaim kulo v'abba v'ima nishboru noflu achuraim shelahem v'zum noflu nishboru ponim v'achuraim shelahem. והנה, זו הטעם שנרמז בפוסק בארץ היי תוהו ובוהו. שתית מפוסק בראשי, תקי הוא תוהו ובוהו. אשר הוא מדבר בעין המיסס מלוכים של נקודס כניסקל לאס. גם זה פוסק בראשי, זה נקסה יורין, יפת מחוות, והוא עוד יתוק בו וזה עם מלוכים, אין תקי הליברוק. ונרמז בו שתי פעמים מילס תוהו, did you realize that? That שתית מפוסק, two times תוהו. אחס מפורש בפוסק, והשניה בראש הטבס למפרה בארץ, היסה, Tov. The first letter of each word, Haaretz is Vav. Hey, is Haisa. Tov. Tov is Tov. Who connected Shtei Bechinas Niska? Ki Tov Ayosha Mufu Ayosha Bekostov. Right? That's the Tov. That's the Zayim Malachim. דהבהו בחינס שבע מלאכים שמייסו ונתבטלו אפילו בפעם שלהם ותוהו בראש הטבס מפריע הוא בחינס ביטול אחוריים של האבא ואימא כי כל בחינס מפריע הוא בחינס אחוריים. So what we see from the pasuk is Meram is side the mis of the malachim and side the achoraim, which is merum is in the achoraim of the letters of the alchalaim, the letters of the Torah sheni. Okay, well that will stop here. The Shem, so we'll continue. What time is it now? Maybe it's good to. Okay, let's finish off the prayer. Yeah. Okay, let's finish off the prayer. You mean it? Vadaihu ki gam nekudos. Yes, b'chinas all makiv all panim. Right, we mentioned this before in the earliest shiurim that you split up the kelim and the all in two parts. The kelim you split into all makiv all panim, and the kelim you split into all kelim chitzon and kelim panimi. So when we talk about all, you have to realize there's all panimi and there's all makiv. V'inyonam hu ki hine nizbar ki mishlosha orot ha'achav shorev mehem. Hestaklus ha'ayim letzorech hanikudim. Vizu b'chinas o hashlishi k'nitzka le'el shebi'arnu shuhu letzorech kelim shel hanikudim. Remember, it was three O's. One came out from the nine, one came out from the goof, and one came out from the fact that it was shorev from the hestaklus of the third man. And that is the Matthew with the day. Now this is also going to split into two other categories from Makiv and Panimi. Vitzor sheteda ki o zin nichlek l'shnayim. ומה שלוקח מצד ימין הוא אורות ממש. ומה שלוקח מצד שמאל הם כלים. So as you're coming out, pretend you're the or nine coming out. You turn around, you're looking at or achav. So the right side, the she'iva shebo, is going to be or. And you're going to be sure of also b'chinas of kelim. Right. ומה שלוקח מצד ימין הוא small kelim. וכבר נסבר לאל כי האור באור יש בחינס פנימי ומקיף או בכלי יש בחינס פנימי וחיצון ונמצא כי כל אלו ארבע בחינס לוקח הסתכלוס העין בשלוש האורז אחר. So as the all, as he's going to speak out, was, as the Nekudas were looking, they were sure of two bechinas of all and two bechinas of Kelim. Vizu sidron, ki hine, when the Nikuz were looking back at the Acha, when they were looking at the Oizen, remember the only show from the Shabbat of the Zokin. Mitzad Yamin, when they were looking to the right side of that Oizen, who bechinas Omakiv? They were sure of an Omakiv. ומשהו גם כן בצד ימין אלא שהוא רחוק הוא מן הצדדים הוא או פנימי שהוא מועט. So directly in front of him, a little to the right, is the or makiv. A little more to the right was the or of panimi.
To the right or further down?
Further to the right, ימין. וכן על דרך זה בצד שמאל, on the left hand side now of the vision, left side of the or is in, when the all Nikuz were looking, Mashu Kenegid, Mashu Kenegid, Histaklus Ayim Mamish, Chitzon is the Kenegid. They would be sure would create the Chitzon of the Kenegid. Or Mashu Tzodim, not Limata, Tzodim, who Penimi Hakele. They were sure of the Penimi is what will create the Penimi Hakele. Now,
Mamma's left, that's very left.
Left, yeah. Okay, so again, two bechinas. When they're looking to the right, it's or makiv. When they look a bit left, it's or panimi. When they look to the left, immediate left, that's the or chitzon. And when they look a bit more left, is the panimis the kelim. Okay, that's going to go to the koach to build up all these four bechinas.
This is about Shabbos Hazaken.
All of Bishwad Asaki, yeah. This is again only by the Oizen. Now, when the Mistakal of Abshilokiyah Mo'oz Achoite, and when they're looking at Achoite, it's a bit different now. Now we're going to go up and down. Who be of an Achem? כי משהו לוקח מאור חויתם קודם שיגיע אל הפה. קודם שיגיע אל הפה. That means the חויתם, right, it goes down to the pe, and also goes down to the Shibolot Zizok, and also goes down as far as here. So this section over here, from the חויתם to the pe, there was a staklus over there. Now there's a right side of that, and there's a left side to that. Okay? So we're going to go up and down now. So he says like this. אבל מה שלוקח מאורות החויתם שהוא באופן אחר, הוא באופן אחר. כי מה שלוקח מאור החויתם קודם שיגיע לפה, Hu mitzad yamin, on the right hand side, hu o makif. Umina pe velemata, again on the right hand side is all penimi. And on the left hand side, v'chein ader ze mitzad small, hu akelim. Right, that's from the choitim to the pe. And then from the pe to the shvorot zakin, hu b'chines. That means the penimi of the keli, the chitzon of the keli, sorry, is from the choitim to the pe, and from the pe to the shvorot zakin would be the chitz from the penimius of the keli. V'chein, mashalokeach mina pe nichlak lishnai. Also, when the all the kudim are looking out and they're looking at the pe and the shoev, the koach of what they need from the shoev. Koach o and koach keli from the pe, it works the same way as they did for the choitim. Ki mash lokeach min hape ad shemegia l'shvulot zaken, from the pe to shvulot zaken over here, that's going to be the or penimi on the right hand side. Or maki. V'chem shvulot zaken umin shvulot adikna v'lemata, until all the way down, right? Because it goes down to the tibor. That's going to be the or penimi. V'chein ader ze b'tzad small lasas keli penimi v'chitza. That means when it looks from the pit to the shvulot zaken on the left hand side, it's going to create the chitzonis of the keli from the peshubo, and then from shvulot to zaken down to the tibor. When they look over there on the tzad again small, that's going to create the penimi shvul. Did I get that right? From the choitim to the pit create the chitzon shvul, and from the pit down to the shvul to zaken, that's going to create on the left hand side the penimius of all. That's all from the That's all created from the pit. Okay, so that is just a part in the staklus ha'ayim of it thing. Okay, good. So I'm Tashem. If there's no more questions, we're going to continue and pick.
What about the pen?
That was the pen.
The pen didn't go from the choitim to the.
No, I'm sorry. Did I get that wrong? No. So from the pit to the shpul of the zaken. I didn't mention that. Huh? I'm sorry. That's the first. The choitim goes in two shlavim. From the choitim to the pit and to the shpul of the zaken. On the right hand side. And the two inside, and then from the pit, show it from the pit to the shvul zaken, shvul zaken to the tibor, two on the right and two on the left.
Right.
The penimis is higher than
and
the
second.
The right side
goes until
the tibor as well.
Yeah, first you get the chitz on the top part, and the penim on the bottom part.
It definitely goes to the tibor.
Yeah.
The right side of the eye of the pen.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking about design technique because the kachav only show it from the shvul zaken; they don't go further than that.
Maybe you can make some sort of tablet for this.
I made one here. I didn't think you ought to.
I was asking someone say, in the Torah, it does not mention this. Three malachim that didn't die.
It mentioned seven malachim should die.
That's it. There's three before. I mean,
where's the rem?
Malachim, yeah.
Well, either you died, you didn't die. It's hard to show that only your backside died. I don't know, it'd be hard to find a
reference. No, I mean, there's no more. There's Beil HaMelachim. It doesn't say there was more B'chlam, any more Melachim at all.
No. Yeah, again.
There's only eight Melachim.
Again, how would you. Like I said, we're talking about flesh and blood there. You know, so either you died or you didn't die. How do you represent a Melach that I only see. His back died and not his palim died? It's not Shastrik, I think, of them is in the.
Your question is why aren't there more
melachim
and they got ill instead of dying?
Should be 10
melachim,
you say?
The first one got
a
cold. The other two
are going
to
sin. Yeah, there's no chayli yet. There's no chayli for Yaakov. It's going to be afterwards.
Over here,
it says
that it's not.
Base Lechem Yehuda.
So he says that when he says lamata on the right side, it doesn't mean until the tibor.
Mr. Where?
I mean until the sofa shibboleth. On the left it goes to the tibble. So he's put a chiluk there.
Why should that be?
Ask him.
It's strange. It's a shame. Why one side should go lower than the
other? The back is good.
I'm a tefillin such a thing then. The right one's supposed to be connected up to it.
Ben Shai says the right one.
Right one's
you're supposed to put in your
longer. I think the left one's longer.
Mm-hmm. Ben says you have to put it in your pocket here.
Yes.
and the other one you let long hanging.
The right one's longer.
Okay, so we'll stop here. Go ahead.
Yeah. He says with everything else.